British Prime Minister Theresa May was in Brussels today to make her final pitch to fellow European leaders. She's asking for talks on a new free trade deal between Britain and the European Union. A vote on that tomorrow is expected to go Britain's way. It's a decisive moment in the country's struggle to leave the EU. As NPR's Frank Langford reports, that path is likely to become even more difficult.
Big crowds turned out in the rain here last night to demand better treatment for migrants in Europe. It was a reminder what a powerful issue migration has become. Last year, Britons voted to leave the European Union in part to keep migrants out. Now, the UK is desperate to look ahead. And despite some pushback in her own party, Prime Minister May says she's moving forward.
Actually, the EU withdrawal bill is making good progress through the House of Commons, and we're on course to deliver on Brexit, and I'm looking forward to discussing that deep and special partnership for the future.
But beginning to work out a new trade relationship with the European Union, as Britain is walking away from this one, is going to be hard. I caught up with Roland Freudenstein at a Brussels pub. He's policy director at the Martin Center, a think tank.
I think we ain't seen nothing yet in terms of tough negotiations, because the British government still believes it can have a cake and eat it.
Freudenstein says Britain wants to continue to trade as freely as possible inside the EU's enormous market, but without allowing the free flow of migrants, as the EU insists.
Important people in the British government still believe they can carve out a deal where Britain gets some kind of access without having to pay what it considers a price.
What does Brussels think of that point of view?
It's a no-go. This is not going to happen.
That's because the United Kingdom doesn't seem to have a lot of leverage. Since the Brexit vote, the UK economy has dropped from fifth to sixth largest in the world and is still dwarfed by the remaining EU 27 states. To grant Britain exceptions could undermine the whole enterprise.
If we allow the Brits to cherry-pick, there will be others that want to cherry-pick.
Like most in Brussels, Ian Lesser is pessimistic about Britain's future outside the EU. Lesser's vice president for foreign policy here at the German Marshall Fund, a transatlantic think tank.
You know, the UK is probably looking at lower and slower growth, less access to all sorts of things the UK should care about in Europe. And that will inevitably affect the United States as well, because we're stakeholders in this too.
The U.S. will lose a close friend inside the European Union and see the global influence of a key ally decline.
From a number of different perspectives, it's very hard to construct a sort of good news story about Brexit for the United States.
If tomorrow's vote goes Britain's way, as expected, the U.K. will push for trade talks to begin as soon as possible next month. Frank Langford, NPR News, Brussels.